accession number 9792, reel 3.
Mr. Smith, reel 3.
Or stores assistants or someone like that who had been employed in the shell room or handling room.
So, people weren't horrified by the casualties?
No, not really. I must remember that prior to this, in January 39, we'd been involved in the earthquake in Conception, where there was 10,000 dead. And again, the seaman's platoon were detailed to go ashore. The torpedoman went ashore to help demolish unsafe buildings. And we were employed mainly digging out bodies. So we'd seen, you know, quite a lot of violent death from the earthquake. I think there's about 10,000 casualties. Before, you know, there's even any thought of war, really.
Now, when you were blockading Montevideo, can you tell me what happened then, as far as you recollect?
Well, yes, there was only the two of us, just us and the Achilles. There were reports coming in over the radio of various of our big units, Arcroy and so forth, were going to join us, which is all a big bluff, we later learned, put on by Captain McCall, who was the British naval attaché down there. And it was really to bluff the Germans into thinking that we had a lot of heavy units on their way. In actual fact, the only ship in the near vicinity was Cumberland, which was an 8-inch gun cruiser, and we were looking forward to her coming along to help us. However, as the time went by for the Gaspé to be told to leave, we got a bit anxious. There was still only the two of us there, and then at the last minute up came the Cumberland. So she got a cheer and she joined us, and of course there was the three of us waiting out there, and we sent our aircraft off to have a look and see what was going on, and they reported that they could see a lot of small lights, like looked like candle lights, coming from the grass bay, and there was a lot of movement from the, there was a German ship called the I forget the name of it now. But anyway, there was a German merchant ship in there, and apparently she was transferring people from the grass bay to her and then going back into the harbour. And of course we know now that what it was, they'd sabotage the ship and were going to scuttle it. And the next thing we saw was a great big sheet of flame going up in the sky, and the aircraft reported that she was sinking, scuttled herself. Of course, you all sail around and round and round, giving a great big cheer.
You must have been relieved, right?
Yeah, well, we were, because obviously we were low on ammunition. The Cumberland, of course, was all right. She would have been a great help, actually. But we were very surprised.
What did you think of the performance of the Graf Spee against you during the battle?
Well, I think that if it had been a British captain, he would have tried different tactics. I mean, she'd already damaged the Exeter, which put her out of action in the first 6 or 7 minutes, I suppose. It would have been a comparatively easy job, or should have been, to pick off two light cruisers. I mean, she had 11-inch guns, which, six 11-inch guns, she could have had the after gun, for instance, after three guns, trained on the Achilles, the forward three on the Ajax, and she should have been able to blow us out of the water. No problem at all. But, well, you can't read the German captain's mind. May have been, she'd suffered quite a few casualties. I think about 86 dead, something like that. Perhaps he thought the price was too high.
When you got back to Britain, did you get much of a reception from the public?
Well, yes, we did. It's we had to go into Plymouth, and it was a very misty day, fog everywhere, damp, and we'd just come from Freetown, remember, you know, it was just tropical. But there was big crowds to welcome us and give us a cheer. But we only stayed there, I think they had a civic reception, at least for the officers, in the Guild Hall at Portsmouth, at Plymouth. And I'm trying to think whether we sent the first one watch on leave from Plymouth, and then the rest of us sailed around to Chatham, to our own home port, where of course the second watch got leave.
Had your parents in Britain known about your safety?
Well, they would have done, I suppose, by then. They must have known nothing had happened to me, because otherwise I'd have gone to telegram, you know. But I don't think I had a chance to write to them. Yes, I did in the Falkland Islands. They probably had got the letter by then.
What's your attitude?
So we didn't get back until February. No, the battle was in December, but we didn't get back home until February.
What's your attitude today to having been in the Grass Bay action?
Well, I suppose it was good good blooding for what was to come later, because as the war progressed, it got much, much worse. That was only a ship-to-ship action, whereas later, of course, you had ships and aircraft all joining in at the same time.